next on the 5 o'clock report.
Forfeited away the leverage that was needed to withdraw in the right way.
Our analysis with regards to cases is done on a countywide basis, not by a district-by-district basis.
It seems like we're starting to attract people back.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. The impeachment probe into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is ending with his resignation.
State Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie said there's no reason to proceed because they don't have to determine if Cuomo should remain in office because he's stepping down. In addition, he says it's the belief that the Constitution does not authorize the legislature to impeach and remove an elected official who is no longer in office. Governor Cuomo is due to step down on August 25th.
That's NBC's Lisa G. Conditions continue to deteriorate in Afghanistan. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The U.S. Embassy has confirmed that Logar province has fallen. That is 30 miles south of Kabul, and the latest in a string of Taliban advances which are encircling the capital. There have been reports Kabul could fall in 30 days. An official now tells CBS News it could happen faster than that. Meanwhile, the lead elements of the 3,000 U.S. troops to begin evacuating U.S. Embassy staff have arrived at Karzai International Airport in Kabul.
We're still supporting the Afghan National Security and Defense Forces. We're still supporting the Afghan government, the elected government in Kabul.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says additional U.S. forces are moving to Kabul from nearby locations outside Afghanistan.
We've never argued that our airstrikes from the air were going to turn the tide on the ground. What we have said is that the Afghans have the capability to do that.
Kirby claims the narrowly focused mission is all about securing the airport in Kabul and the U.S. embassy there while getting civilian Americans out of the country. Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News.
This was very predictable. The United States forfeited away the leverage that was needed to withdraw in the right way.
Meanwhile, New York State's Department of Education has released guidance for reopening schools. Niagara Falls Superintendent Mark Lori tells WGRZ most of the document contains recommendations.
The good news is we're coming back to school, and we're coming back to school 5 days. I think where the patience needs to occur is whether we need to be wearing masks full time or not.
In Erie County, Executive Mark Poloncar says the county health department will release their own school guidance next week.
We're going to treat districts and county the same. Because we are a county, our analysis with regards to cases is done on a countywide basis, not by a district-by-district basis.
Poloncar says he would not be surprised if the upcoming guidance from the county includes orders. The Homeland Security Secretary reportedly believes the situation at the Texas-Mexico border cannot go on. Fox News reports leaked audio features Alejandro Mayorkas telling Border Patrol agents he made sure Mexico knew this is unsustainable. Mayorkas visited South Texas yesterday, saying the Biden administration is doing what it can to handle the major surge of migrants. Christian author Josh McDowell addressing the issue of an uptick in pastors brought down by scandal.
So many leaders have unresolved longings in their life. They have issues they never dealt with, and they kind of suppressed it.
He says these issues are a ticking time bomb.
Eventually, that leads to poor behavior. Almost always it will. And so what we're trying to do is get people to resolve some of the hurts they've had and face them and get help.
McDowell has co-authored a new book with Ben Bennett called Free to Thrive. And the University of South Carolina is opening the first Anne Frank Center in North America. The over 1,000-square-foot museum will showcase the experience of hiding in an annex, including a replica of a bookcase door that she hid behind. There's also a recreation of the desk where the Holocaust victim wrote her famed diaries. Still to come this Friday, feedback from pro-lifers in Pennsylvania, good news for landlords in New York, and making memories in a cornfield.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, some cloudiness with a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. It'll be humid, low temp 60s, but it will cool down by daybreak across western and central New York. Now, for tomorrow, refreshingly cooler and less humid than recent days. Across New York State, a cloudy start, especially across the Finger Lakes and Southern Tier with a sprinkle. Then the sky's clear for sunshine, high in the 70s. In Pennsylvania, morning clouds, a couple of showers in central and eastern Pennsylvania, clearing for sunshine in the afternoon, 70s and near 80. Sunny is bright and sunny and beautiful, the high in the 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for more of what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania is under fire from pro-lifers for a key vote this week on Capitol Hill. More from Family Life's Bob Price.
Yeah, Tracy, Casey, who calls himself a pro-life Democrat, voted to terminate the Hyde Amendment, which prevents taxpayer money from funding abortions. Also this week, Casey voted against a bill that bans abortions after 20 weeks and supported a measure that allows the termination of unborn babies who have Down syndrome. Kristen Day, president of Democrats for Life, says Senator Casey has sold his soul to the abortion lobby. The senator's father, Bob Casey Sr., was a strong advocate for life in the Keystone State. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Thank you, Bob. Breaking down the numbers, new U.S. Census data shows population declines across much of our listening area. More than 40 counties in the west, central, and northern parts of Pennsylvania saw drops in population, while the southeast continued to grow. The share of Pennsylvanians who identify as white only dipped from nearly 80% to 73.5% over the last decade as the Hispanic population grew and the number of black residents remained fairly steady. In New York, many southern tier counties saw a decrease in population since 2010. State Assemblyman Phil Palmisano talks about what the drop in pop could mean for congressional district maps.
I do believe, and based on the population of the entire southern tier, if you take it from Chautauqua County, even over towards Binghamton, there is population there to preserve a southern tier Finger Lakes type base seat as it is now. And I think that's the argument that has been made.
Much of Western New York saw population declines, but for the first time in 70 years, Erie County had an increase in residents.
I think it's quite pleasing to see that everything is growing really, really good.
We've been losing a lot of residents for a lot of reasons. And it seems like with things like Canal Side, with the Bills, with the Sabres, with other things that are going on in the city, that we're starting to attract people back.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
This is a great moment for the city of Buffalo to see population growth in our city.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court has blocked New York's eviction moratorium, which was put in place because of the pandemic. Family Life's Jeremy Miller.
The High Court made the ruling less than a month before the moratorium was supposed to expire anyway. New York can no longer enforce a provision that allows renters to avoid eviction through a hardship declaration, claiming they lost income, had more expenses, or that moving would harm their health. The court's ruling allows some evictions to resume, but a separate measure that protects renters if they can prove to a court they've suffered because of the pandemic is still in place. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Big news out of South Williamsport today. Organizers of the Little League World Series have decided to cancel plans to allow the public to attend games that start next week. This year, all 16 teams competing will be from the U.S. The international division will not compete due to COVID fears. The Little League World Series starts next Thursday, August 19th, in South Williamsport. Next at 5, we take you to Buffalo to explore a new attraction at Canal Side.
My name is Lauren Maloney Ford, and my position is general manager of the Buffalo Waterfront.
Great. And so I don't know if I should mention that the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation is going to be opening the seasonal attraction, the new roller rink at Canal Side. Tell us a little bit about it. Paint a picture for our listeners.
Sure. So if you've been down to the ice rink in the winter, we are transforming that into kind of a fall wonderland, and it'll have outdoor roller skating in the larger part of the rink, and then off to the side, we will have pop-up programs throughout the week and on the weekends, including a farmer's market, themed skate nights, kids programming, so it'll really be a one-stop shop for fall fun down at Canal Side.
Great, and it kicks off when?
August 20th will be our grand opening, and we will be open through October 31st this year, weather permitting, obviously.
Great. So we're just a week away. Pretty exciting. So I have to ask, logistically, are you putting something over the typical area that is normally iced in the winter?
We're not, actually. We are draining the canals, and we are doing maintenance on the concrete surface so that people can skate directly on the concrete. We're putting up the dasher boards that we typically have for the ice rink. So we've looked at a lot of other outdoor rinks, and this seems to be the best solution for an outdoor open-air rink.
Excellent. Well, roller skating brings back good memories from my own childhood. Should people bring their own skates, or are rentals available?
We will have rentals available, and to start the season off, we are asking that people leave inline skates at home. So we're using the four-wheel skates, and we will have plenty of pairs available for rental at the admission tent.
Great. And what is the admission? What will the admission fees be to get in next week?
So once we open, we'll be $6 for adult admission, $2 for children admission ages 13 and younger, and skate rentals will be available for $4. We also have some opportunities for people that might not be able to afford the admission price. Fridays before 5 will be free of charge, thanks to Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. And then also on Wednesdays, if you visit another canalside attraction, including the carousel, the Naval Park, or Explore More, we are also offering free admission to any of those visitors.
Great. I was just going to ask, what else can you do when you come, and how long should you allow?
Sure. So I think we can really make a full day of it at Canalside now. We definitely still have some pop-up programs that are coming down that people should check out on our website, buffalowaterfront.com. But then open daily at Canalside, we have the carousel, which is just $1 to ride. And then Explore More will also be open through the fall. The Naval Park will be going pretty far into the roller rink season. And then the Long Shed is also operational, and you can go over there and check out how the team is building the packet boats, and our vendors along the boardwalk will be open through most of the season as well.
Great. And again, if you could say where we can go for more information about Canalside.
Absolutely. The best place will be our website, buffalowaterfront.com. And then you can also follow us on social, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Buffalo Waterfront.
Great. Is there anything else you want to tell people? Maybe people who are from farther away and they've never been to Canalside?
Sure. So it's definitely easy to get to. There are plenty of hotels and restaurants around in the area. So now Canalside, we're really trying to make it a year-round destination. You know, I think we're definitely known for things to do in the summer and then the ice skating rink in the winter. And now we have plenty to do in the fall as well.
That's Lauren Maloney Ford with Buffalo Waterfront. The new roller rink opens next Friday for recreation through the fall. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features by visiting familylife.org and clicking on the podcast link under the radio tab. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks managing some slight gains today as they reach more all-time highs amidst new reports indicating that consumer sentiment has reached its lowest level in over 10 years. Crude oil today falling to $68 a barrel. The Dow was up 16 points, the NASDAQ gained 7, and the S&P 500 added 7. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, a change in our weather is just hours away. Here are the forecast details for tonight. Some cloudiness with a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. It'll be humid, low temp 60s, but it will cool down by daybreak across western and central New York. Now, for tomorrow, refreshingly cooler and less humid than recent days. Across New York State, a cloudy start, especially across the Finger Lakes and Southern Tier with a sprinkle. Then the sky's clear for sunshine, high in the 70s. In Pennsylvania, morning clouds, a couple of showers in central and eastern Pennsylvania, clearing for sunshine in the afternoon, 70s and near 80. Sunny is bright and sunny and beautiful, the high in the 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, making memories in Iowa. Deborah Rodriguez reports.
It's a little of both in Dyersville, Iowa, when Kevin Costner emerged from a cornfield onto MLB's new Field of Dreams, followed by Yankees and White Sox players.
On the other side of that corn, we filmed a movie that stood the test of time. The dream's still alive. There's probably just one question to answer. Is this heaven?
Show didn't stop there. Players slammed ball after ball into the tall Iowa corn. In the end,
Anderson hits it in the air to right, back at the wall, and the White Sox win it!
The call and the fireworks on Fox as Chicago beat New York 9-8.
And that's the world we live in this 13th of August. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.